From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting four cases of Zika infection could be the first ones contracted inside the United States. Florida health officials say the four people are probably the first cases contracted through mosquito bites inside the continental United States. Previously, Zika transmission had been limited by travel to Latin America or through sexual contact with an infected person. Rick Scott of Florida says the infections are confined to a small area.
All four of these people live in Miami-Dade and Broward counties. And the Florida Department of Health believes that active transmissions of this virus could be occurring in one small area, in Miami-Dade County, and it's just north of downtown.
The Zika virus has been linked to birth defects in children, including microcephaly, in which babies are born with unusually small skulls and brain abnormalities. Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton and her running mate Tim Kaine started a bus tour to a pair of battleground states Friday. The Democratic presidential nominee said during a kickoff rally in Philadelphia that her first 100 days in office would see the biggest investment in new jobs since World War II.
I think that we've got to have more good jobs. We've got to raise wages. We've got to tackle inequality. We've got to make this economy work for everyone, not just those at the top.
Republican nominee Donald Trump took to Twitter to criticize Clinton and those who spoke against him at the Democratic National Convention. He lashed out at former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, saying he didn't have the guts to run for president. Trump also attacked General John Allen, saying he had failed badly in the fight against ISIS. This is VOA News.